Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
Welcome in, J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor. Final score in Houston, 21-20. The Texans with 13 unanswered points after the Jags took a 20-8 lead on the kickoff return touchdown by Marquise Lee. 13 unanswered for the Houston Texans to rally and win in the late third and fourth quarters today. The Texans improved to 8-6. The Jags fall to 2-12 with their ninth consecutive loss. We'll get to the first word with head coach Gus Bradley coming up. Fred, first of all, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, JP? Mike, what's up, my man?
Hey, Fred.
This was a new one, a new way to do it today. The Jags offense didn't have much of anything today. 150 total yards. You can't count the three and outs. You can barely count those on one hand. Actually, yeah, you need two hands to count the three and outs today. And then the defense did pretty well early in this game. Got a couple interceptions. Things were going their way. Special teams got a score today. And then it all just went away in the fourth quarter, Fred.
Hey, JP, man, you play for 60 minutes. It's four quarters of football. I mean, we have been looking for turnovers. They got those. Actually, they set the team up, what was it, 10 points off turnovers? You got to be able to finish the game. You know, penalties late in the game, the third down penalty right there on Ramsey after the good stuff he did in the first half. No, but his style is aggressive. I love it. Don't get me wrong. That call, it was one of those that could have went either way. They were fighting all game. But you got to, you know, you got to play for 60 minutes and finish the game. Offense vanished in the second half. Well, all day, really. But in the second half, they didn't do anything to help the defense. They were on the field sparingly. The defense was out there majority of the game. I think the Texans, you know, they ran 30, 40 plays in the second half, a few long drives, and probably wore them down. At the end of the day, you got to find that play to win the game, man. And fortunately, they didn't do that.
No, they didn't, Fred. And I wonder if there's a little, I don't know if it's panic or just unease when they get in that situation with the Texans taking the lead. There they are with 2 minutes and 5 seconds left in the game, and they have to call a timeout. And you think, well, you know, you have the ball, you're trying to get a first down. But what happened was you're sitting there thinking, well, if we turn it over on downs, you want all three timeouts remaining. And
right.
They got lucky that Lamar Miller got injured. So it was poor clock management, I thought, in that situation. And then a poor decision by Blake. You don't need to hit a 40-yard chunk down the middle of the field with a minute 10 left. All you need to do is drive it 50 yards and get in field goal position. They had plenty of time to do that.
Yeah, Mike, we've been talking about situational football the entire season, especially as it relates to Blake. You know, I was on Blake's side, you know, majority of the season, talking about coaches can put him in a better situation. And, you know, I know these guys tend to come back and watch, you know, Jaguars.com, and they listen to our broadcast. And, you know, you got to call a spade. He got to play better. It is what it is. You got to play better. I can't fault the coaches and say you got to put him in a better situation. You just got to play better, my man. And that's what it is. If I was out there, they would expect me to play better in those situations, so you have to play better. And unfortunately, that hadn't been the case. The coaches, same thing. Clock management, you got to be prepared. Those situations are going to come about. You can't waste timeouts. A week ago, before halftime, we were talking about the timeouts and game management. So across the board, collectively as a group, everybody has to take ownership and be responsible for what they did not do right. And
let's go back to Houston. The first word with head coach Gus Bradley, Jeff Logman. Jeff.
All right. Thank you, JP. Gus, two takeaways by the defense, a big kick return in the second half, and you got the lead at that point but just weren't able to hang on to it. It's got to be frustrating.
You know what? I did. I think the time of possession was such a big factor. You know, offensively they had 76 plays. We had 49. And it ended up we couldn't hold on the ball in the end, take time off the clock, or at least get another opportunity to score. So it came down the fourth quarter. Big emphasis for us this week. Saw some things with the penalty, or the takeaways and the special teams, but just, again, not enough.
offensively, when you talk about not enough plays, time of possession there in the second half until the last two possessions. I think it was four drives, and you had 16 plays and 29 yards of offense. You got to do better if you're going to keep the ball and keep the lead.
That's it. When you have a big lead like that, you're coming out in the second half. That's the main thing. We don't want to be passive. We want to be aggressive and take some chances. You saw some of that. We just didn't get enough first downs to keep that ball and change the field position and, again, keep it away from their offense.
What's the one thing that seems to be inhibiting the offense, or is it just a group thing?
Well, you take a look at it, it's a group thing. You know, as far as the running game, you know, we had, 67 yards or 70 yards rushing, you know, I think on the day in the passing game. So it just, you know, not as productive as we need it to be right now.
All right. Thank you, Gus.
Okay, thank you.
Head coach Gus Bradley, the first word with the Jags head coach after the Jags fall 21-20 to the Houston Texans. We'll come back. More with Fred Taylor, Mike Dempsey. Oh, boy. Tough one to take today. 13 unanswered for the Texans to rally and beat the Jaguars in Week 15. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Following the Jaguars' nonstop to away games this season, on-airport parking at Jacksonville International will cut the stress out of your travel experience. JAX Garage facilities offer covered parking and a short walk to the terminal. Economy parking is only $5 per day with free shuttle service to and from the airport. To learn more about Jacksonville International parking options, visit flyjacks.com. That's flyjacks.com.
When you shop at Stein Mart, you may feel like yelling, touchdown, and doing your very own end zone dance. That's because Stein Mart offers amazing designer brands and all the latest trends, okay, up to 60% off department store prices every day.
Like,
we're not keeping score, but we're pretty
sure. Defense did some good things, got some takeaways, especially early, give us an opportunity to build a lead. Special teams, I thought, came back and had a nice day, too. I think that the story of the day was in the second half, just the offense. You know, the time of possession wasn't in our favor. They had over 75 plays. We had just under 50. When you have a lead like that and you come out in the second half, you don't want to be passive. You want to be aggressive, but you also need to control the clock and earn some first downs. And we just didn't do enough of that with our offense. So, again, total team effort, though. We had some opportunities to get some stops by the defense, and we didn't get enough of them. And, you know, played good with special teams and defense, just not good enough.
Marquise Lee had the kickoff return for a touchdown. How did that play develop from?
It was good. You know what? We felt like we've been close with our kickoff return with some opportunities. You know, he's been getting out to 35, to 40. So just give credit to Mal and the staff and, you know, the players for executing it. I thought everybody was real aggressive on their blocks. You know, we talked about straining more, and I thought we saw strain on that play.
About Ramsey the day that he had, because they certainly went after him a lot.
Yeah, they did. You know what? And it wasn't a complete matchup. We did some different things where he wasn't on him all the time. I think you saw that. We had a philosophy going into the game, but I thought the plays that they threw at him, hey, he's a great wide receiver now. Hopkins is very talented, so he's going to make some plays. But I thought we, you know, stuck to it pretty good.
Lack of pass rush hurt you a little bit on the defensive side. Just didn't see Savage had a lot of time to throw.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, we tried some pressure. We pressured quite a bit on first and second down. And, you know, we still didn't get to him enough and disrupt his plays. You get a guy that comes in the game, and, you know, you got to try to make him real uncomfortable in a hurry. We brought some pressure initially, but give him credit. He made some plays, and the offense made some plays.
What was the challenge at left guard when you lose Patassi and then Wells comes in and he gets injured?
It's challenging. You know, you got some guys playing in unfamiliar spots, so, you know, that's been a challenge. Give credit to Nate and the staff, you know, for adjusting. I know we had to go to plan B, and what happens if we lost a tackle? Ben Koyak probably would have ended up playing some tackles. So there was some reconfiguring going on as far as where guys were going to be positioned. But, you know, guys in and, you know, the positions they had to play, they jumped in and did fine.
Second week in a row, you get a really good effort from your defense for about three quarters, and then the fourth quarter just kind of –
Benz. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I thought, you know, you're right. You know, when you got a lot of plays, you got to, you know, the fourth quarter is what we talked about. We have to own the fourth quarter. We had the lead going into it last week, you know, and then this week again. So, you know, when you have opportunities in the fourth quarter, really all three phases have to come through and do their part. So we had some timely penalties, pass interference, you know, we'll take a look at that. But, you know, when you're challenging, you're going to have some plays like that. And, again, they just, you know, give them credit.
91 yards of, I think, penalties, but you mentioned them untimely. On that last drive, you get Ramsey gets called for one. I think Sip got called for one down at the goal line. What did you see?
You know what? I don't know about Ramsey's. We'll take a look at, you know, look like, you know, from our angle, you know, I don't know if it was uncatchable or not. They deemed it was, you know, so we'll take a look at that. But we're going to continue to play aggressive. We have to be smart, though. We have to be smart. I think it was 30 more yards what they had penalties-wise. But like you said, timely, you know, untimely ones.
How much do you feel like this team's beaten down mentally in clutch moments? I mean, 9-game losing streak. Had chances in.
I don't think so. But I mean, that's. I guess you guys will decide that. But you know, when I look at them out there, they're competing. You know, they're going for it. It's just the opportunities just didn't go our way.
Blake's numbers were pretty rough. How much of that fell on him, and how much of that was just what was going on around them?
Well, again, you know, you got a really dominant front. You know, a good front going into it, game planning all week. Again, planning on who they might have and who they may not have, but a game plan and you know, with the idea in mind that. You know, hopefully we could get a lead, and that was accurate. We did. And, you know, again, they just had too many three and outs or, you know, 16 plays, I think, in the second half.
Will there be any consideration next week to trying Brandon Allen?
No, we have not talked about anything like that.
Does he not get enough reps in practice, or is he just not simply not ready?
No, because Blake's our quarterback, you know, and he has the opportunity to get better here these last couple games and improve. And, you know, it's important for him, it's important for our team to finish strongly now these last two games. And that's the message. And we need everybody. We need everybody to do that.
Does Gus, though, seem a little bit conservative on offense? Like, you know, you had 49 seconds, three timeouts at the end of the half. You ran one, a short pass. You didn't try to play up tempo.
I think that we were going to run the ball. We had two plays called there. And then we ran the ball and it was right in that area. It wasn't enough to keep going. We wanted to keep going. You know, at that point in time, you know, because it was a shorter gain. It wasn't like we broke one for 10 or 15. So, you know, you're right. I could see where you criticize that or critique that. But at the point going in the locker room, okay, let's go. Let's be smart. We got a lead, and we get the ball in the second half.
All right, thanks.
Okay,
thanks,
thank you.
The refs got to be fair throughout. You're going to let them play. And I said that, I alluded to that prior to – you know, him saying his part, but, they were physical and fighting throughout the game. And unfortunately, the call was made at an inopportune time for the team. And, the third down play right there should have been either a field goal or another fourth down attempt or whatever. But, shouldn't have been that type of call, but that's the way the game goes.
What a first part of this game, though, for Jalen overall with the interception,
yeah.
The forced fumble. The big tackle to stop him short for a field goal. I mean, you could pick out a handful of plays in this game that were big plays by themselves. You put them all together, it's a pretty darn good game overall for this guy.
Without a doubt. No one will be calling that kid a bust or they wouldn't say the team made a bad selection by selecting him as high as they did. So a job well done by the front office. That's a staple we can build on for years to come.
All right, Fred, get ready. We'll come back with the lightning fast questions for you. The final score, 21-20. The Texans over the Jaguars in week 15. The ninth consecutive loss for the Jags to drop them to a 2-12 record. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, are you ready to up your checking game? Game on. The Jaguars Visa debit card, available exclusively at EverBank, is yours free when you open an EverBank Yield Pledge checking account. With your Jaguars Visa debit card, you'll get unlimited ATM reimbursements nationwide when you maintain a minimum average daily balance of $5,000. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a financial center near you or find us online at everbank.com/JagsCard. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank, member FDIC.
Brooks Rehabilitation provides a system of care to help people achieve their highest level of recovery.
Brooks offers inpatient rehabilitation, skilled nursing, outpatient therapy, home health care, assisted living and memory care, research and community programs. No matter the setting, Brooks provides individualized care from expert clinicians and are committed to exceptional service. For more information, visit brooksrehab.org. That's brooksrehab.org.
The kick is up. It's good! It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs. If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
This is Tony Baselli. With four drivers in my house, and two of them being teenage boys, my car insurance is one of the biggest pains in my pocketbook. After hearing about GEICO for years, I finally made a call to a local GEICO agent to get a quote. Wow, was I impressed. Not only did they save me a bunch of money on my insurance every month, but the process was quick and easy, and the agent I worked with, Margaret, treated me like family. I can't tell you how happy I am I made that call to a local GEICO agent. GEICO, saving people on car insurance for over 75 years.
Jaguars postgame continues 21-20. The Texans rally to beat the Jaguars in Week 15. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, pride of the Jaguars running back Fred Taylor is with us on the line as well. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Number one, what's up with the offense today, Fred?
Well, you know, J.P., they just didn't show up. A lot of injuries on the offensive line, that didn't help the cause. But they didn't do anything to help their cause as well. I don't know, JP. That's really mind-boggling. That's a tough one for me.
All right, Fred, question number two. The Jags finally got some turnovers today, a couple of interceptions. Can that be contagious for this defense?
You know, with two games left, hard to say contagious. But let's say it's something to build on for the next 2 weeks. And hopefully in the future, in the offseason and forward.
And finally, Fred, number three, special teams. A little bit of a mixed bag today, but the kickoff return might trump it. What do you say?
Well, that was big, something we needed to see. We hadn't seen one since 2007, Jones-Drew. So it was good to see that, regardless of how late in the season. I'm excited that they got that done.
There you have it, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast. Questions of the game for Fred Taylor. X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports with the X1 Sports app. You can track stats and scores right on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Kickoff return. 07, Maurice Jones-Drew against New Orleans was the last time. And, I mean, that's incredible to think that's the last one that's happened.
Yeah, it is.
That's a long time.
and Fred, you know, Marquise did have the kickoff return today, which is great. But he got shut out in the offense, didn't catch a single pass today. Did Houston do anything particularly well to take him out of it today, or was the Jags' offensive game plan that conservative? Because he didn't really even get that many looks.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of looks. He didn't get a whole lot of looks. I think he only had, just a few targets
three.
There? Three targets, which isn't nearly enough. And really, that's been the way the team has been rolling throughout the course of the season. You would think your receivers, the ones who have been clutch for you, they would get a few more looks. Hopkins got 17. You know, you find a way to try and get the guys the ball. Marquise, the kickoff return was amazing, but I don't know how he vanished in the offense. I don't know what went on there. I didn't see the Texans doing anything sexy. They didn't do anything, really great to take him away. So that's why I say I don't know what happened there.
In general, overall, though, anything in the run game stand out to you, Fred, today?
3.3 yard average. That's way, way below average, I guess. Nothing stood out. That really didn't have an opportunity to just call a lot of runs. It was a crazy offensive day today. You would have thought they had done more, but I guess the way the defense played, they shortened the field with those turnovers. Although they did score there off those turnovers, maybe that was something that sort of shadow covered up the offense performance for at least the first half. But statistically, these stats are they're not good at all.
No, I think you're right. I think, you know, the defense setting up a good field position was big in building that lead. Blake Bortles threw for 92 yards today, guys. He's 12 of 28 for 92 yards. He basically had the game Osweiler had the first time, except Osweiler threw two touchdowns in that game. Blake ran for one here, and that was it. Really nothing, you know, wide receivers. We talked about Marquise Lee, three targets, no catches. Allen Robinson had eight targets, only two catches for 15 yards. So Houston, even without Jonathan Joseph in there, without one of their top pass rushers in Whitney Mercilus, another defender who's a starter in John Simon, and really didn't seem to matter when the Jags offense was out there.
We said in the pregame that turnovers would be the difference makers, but unfortunately for back-to-back weeks, the Jags have been plus one in the turnover margin, and both games have been losses. I don't know. Maybe the turnovers are an issue, but, jeez, man, you got to give yourself a shot. Offense got to do better.
We'll come back. We'll hear the highlights of how it happened today. We'll pick a Bud Light play of the game as well. We still have a player of the game to choose for the network this evening. Stats check from Everbank. All that still to come. 21-20, the final score. The Texans over the Jaguars. And this is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Here's why our members say they choose ViStar Credit Union.
I choose ViStar because everyone's friendly and I just love coming to ViStar to do my banking. I'll never change.
I love the service. Every time I come in, it's always service with a smile.
I love ViStar. I will never go anywhere else. I'm very happy here.
To join, visit any branch or vistarcu.org. At ViStar, we never forget that it's your money. Federally insured by NCUA. All new accounts subject to approval.
Your family could go all the way to Super Bowl 51. Enter Ticketmaster's Super Bowl 51 Football is Family Sweepstakes, including four tickets to the Super Bowl, round trip airfare for four, a three-night hotel stay, a $500 gift card for the NFL shop, and more. To enter, text FAMILY to 842-538 or go to Ticketmaster.com/footballisfamily.
No purchase necessary. Legal license to U.S., Canada, except QBC, 18 plus. Void where prohibited. And 12 p.m. PDO only 2017. See Ticketmaster.com/footballisfamily. The rules and alternative entry. Message and data rates may apply. Up to two auto responses to entry. Sponsor Ticketmaster LLC.
Take your team all the way in Madden NFL 17. Put yourself at the center of your team's championship run in franchise mode, delivering all new ways to play and more decisions to make.
Driven by the most balanced gameplay yet.
The deepest commentary in Madden NFL franchise history, featuring the all-new in-studio commentary team of Brandon Gordon and Charles Davis, along with fun and fresh ways to play such as Ultimate Team and Draft Champions. Madden NFL 17 is the most complete Madden ever. Madden NFL 17, in stores now.
Hi folks, Frank Frangie here for the best barbecue in town, that's Bono's. And now it's the official barbecue of the Jacksonville Jaguars. All season long, you can get Bono's barbecue at six different locations in Everbank Field. You also get Bono's barbecue at 15 locations all around town with fast, friendly service, clean family restaurants, and that great, great taste of Bono's barbecue. If you want great barbecue, you want Bono's, and remember this, if there ain't a pit, it ain't legit. That's Bono's.
With Xfinity, you can stream 130 live channels from here.
What was that?
And catch up on 40,000 shows well in here.
The doctor will be right with you.
You can even download your X1 DVR library from here.
Sound warning, all rows.
So you can watch it later when you're up here. Only Xfinity gives you more to stream to any screen. Visit Xfinity.com/TV today.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beard's Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Far from exceptional today, 21-20. The Texans rally for the win over the Jaguars in Week 15. Texans are 8-6. They needed this win because the Titans won on a game-ending field goal to somehow win that game in Kansas City today. So they're both tied atop the AFC South. The Jaguars dropped their ninth consecutive game. It's a franchise-long losing streak. And now a 2-12 record with two AFC South games to go.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw the end of that Titans game or not, Fred, but 17-16, they cut the deficit with a little over 3 minutes left in the game, and they opt to go for two. To when they could tie the game with a little over 3 minutes left, and they had dominated. I think it was 17-3 at one point. So they had come back, scored the last 14 points of the game, opted to go for two, didn't make it, down 17-16. They kick off to Kansas City. They force a punt. They drive down, get a 53-yard field goal on the final play of the game. I guess they had that one in their back pocket.
Yeah.
Weird decision there.
Kind of strange, but it worked out in the end for Tennessee. Here are the highlights from today's game. We'll pick a Bud Light play of the game. Shouldn't be that hard today. The Jags, by the way. We start off with a couple of defensive plays for this Jaguars team. For the first time since week four in London against Indianapolis, the Jaguars get an interception on defense. And it's Jalen Ramsey, the first of his career.
Offset eye now for Houston. Brock Osweiler now wants to change the play. Four-man front for Jacksonville. Play fake. Looking down the field, fires. That ball's too high. It is picked off by Jalen Ramsey. There's the first pick for Jalen. To the 45 of Jacksonville into Houston territory. Still on his feet. The 35 inside the 30-yard line. Tackled from behind at the 25-yard line of Houston. Jalen Ramsey with his first pick as a pro. And he brings it back to the 25-yard line of Houston.
That was actually after a field goal from Myers. A 26-yard made it 3-0. Then the pick from Ramsey. That set up a Myers 50-yard field goal. 6-0 Jaguars. Osweiler back on offense next drive. Same result.
Four-man front for Jacksonville. Shotgun for Osweiler. He drops to throw, looking down the field. He's going to get hit, gets out of there. Scrambles and throws to the middle of the field. That ball's picked off by Telvin Smith. Telvin Smith, a leaping interception at the 35-yard line. Oh, the Boo Birds are out here booing Brock Osweiler. We'll let them worry about that. Jags take over inside the 40-yard line of Houston.
Could be the last pass Osweiler throws to the Texans this season. That was his last pass of the day. The Jaguars drive four plays, 37 yards. Blake Bortles from a yard out.
Second and goal. Alualo the fullback. Ivory the running back. Three tight ends. Bortles under center from the half-yard line. Play fake. Rolling to the left. Bortles rolling. He tries for the pylon. He runs it into the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Blake Bortles ran it in from a half yard out, and Jacksonville is in the end zone.
13-0 Jaguars. Well, the Jags defense did it again a little bit later. It was down to the 1 yard line. It was officially ruled a touchdown, and then actually a fumble into the end zone, recovered for a touchdown. They couldn't figure out who recovered it. They put it back at the 1 yard line. The Jags stopped them on a fade in the corner. Well, then the Jaguars have to go three and out, end up having to punt out of their own end zone, and this is when the scoring for Houston started.
Brad gets it off, and there's a flag came in. I think he was interfered with. The ball is fielded by Fuller. He's at the 50, at the 45 of Jacksonville. Corey Grant gets him out of bounds, shy of the 40, but there's a flag in the end zone.
Holding by the offense, number 87, in the end zone. That results in a safety.
The scoring started there, 13-2 the score. Novak hit a field goal after that, made it 13-5 before halftime. The Jags had the lead. Then the Jaguars have to punt on their opening drive of the second half. Novak hits a 45-yarder, 13-8. Ensuing kickoff, here is the Bud Light play of the game. For the first time since 2007, the Jaguars take a kickoff to the house.
Novak approaches and hits it. Marquise will field it at the goal line and bring it out to the 5, to the 10, 15, 20. A little bit of running room to the 25. Marquise along the right sideline. 50, 45, 40. Inside the 20, the 5. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Marquise Lee, 100 yards for the touchdown. 20-8, the Jaguars led at that point. Then the Jags' offense just went into a shell again the rest of the way. Novak hit a field goal of 43 yards, made it 20-11. Novak hit a 27-yard field goal, 20-14 the score. And then the Texans take the lead. Miller on a touchdown run to cap off an 8-play, 52-yard drive.
First and goal with 2:54 to play for the Texans.
We've had one great goal line stand today. You had two last week. Let's see if you can go back-to-back weeks with two outstanding first and goal situations.
Three tight end set, I formation. They hand it to Lamar Miller to the left side. He's into the end zone. That's going to be a touchdown.
Extra point good, 21-20 Houston. The Jaguars had a turnover on downs, got the ball back after a punt, and then on the final drive for the Jaguars, Bortles intercepted.
So here we go, Jags from their own seven. No timeouts left, 1:10 to play. In the ball game, Houston 21, Jacksonville 20. Shotgun for Bortles. Three receivers set. He drops the throw out of his own end zone. Fires deep down the left sideline. That ball is going to be picked off.
Wow.
Threw it right into coverage. Intercepted down in the middle of the field.
That's how it happened today. The kickoff return for a touchdown by Mark Easley. The Bud Light play of the game brought to you by Bud Light, who reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly. We'll come back with an EverBank stat check. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey as well. Final score, 21-20. Texans are 8-6 with a win over the Jaguars, who fall to 2-12. And this is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Football is back, and if you love fantasy sports, there's only one place you want to play: FanDuel. FanDuel packs a full season of excitement into just 1 week. So, what are you waiting for? Have all the fantasy that football has to offer. FanDuel. Be sports rich. Try FanDuel now. New users who deposit will get 5 free entries to 50-50 NFL Beginner Contest. One per week for 5 weeks. Just go to FanDuel.com and use the code SUNNY. That's FanDuel.com, code SUNNY. Void where prohibited.
Don't miss Christmas Eve at the Bank. Be there for the last home game of the 2016 season as the Jaguars look to take down the division rival Titans. Got friends and family in town for the holidays? Bring them all to EverBank Field. For groups of 10 or more, call 904-633-2000 and book tickets up to 30% off. Santa and Mrs. Claus will be making an early stop in Jacksonville just for the Saturday game day festivities.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Visit Jaguars.com or call 904-633-2000 to purchase today. Merry Christmas, Duval, and Duval, a good night.
Jaguars fans, if you're looking to buy a home or refinance your current mortgage, it's time to take it to the house with your hometown lender. EverBank and their team of home lending specialists are ready to go to work for you with competitive rates, local expertise, and unbeatable service. So if you're ready to make the most of your lending experience, connect with an EverBank mortgage expert by visiting them online at everbank.com/lendingteam. The official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars, EverBank is an equal housing lender, NMLS 399805.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
TRI Productions has everything you need to bring your next event to life. If you want people to come together, you want PRI, visit PRIProductions.com to learn more. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor, 21-20 the final score. The Texans win it. Six in a row the Texans have beaten the Jaguars, by the way, in the head-to-head series. And now 9 consecutive losses this season for the Jaguars. Time now for an EverBank final stats check. Well, those stats are bad enough right there, but we'll get into this ball game today, too, and it doesn't get much prettier. Offensively for the Jaguars today, 3 of 13 on third downs, 150 total yards, 67 rushing, 83 through the air net yardage. Houston, 387 their total yardage, 308 through the air, 79 on the ground. Penalty yardage today for the Jaguars, 12 penalties, 91 yards, some inopportune timing of those, some pass interferences late on that final drive, 6 for 71 for Houston today. As you heard Gus Bradley say, you know, all those three and outs combined for very little time of possession for the Jags, 23 minutes, 18 seconds for the day, compared to nearly 37 minutes holding the ball for Houston.
And the stats reflect that individually as well. Blake Bortles, 12 of 28, as we mentioned earlier, for 92 yards and an interception. He did run for a touchdown earlier on the day, but two carries officially for negative 5 yards. for Blake Bortles. One of those, he had the 7-yard loss on what ultimately was a successful field goal drive after the Telvin Smith interception. Chris Ivory led the way with 10 carries for 44 yards. Yeldon, 8 for 28 on the ground for the Jags. Yeldon also led the way through the air. Unfortunately, it was only 34 yards on 5 receptions. Brian Walters, 2 for 26, good for the second best on the day. And, yes, Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee both played today. On the other side of things, DeAndre Hopkins went for 87 yards, 8 catches on the day. Lamar Miller, 63 yards and a touchdown on the ground. Defensively, you note that time of possession. The Jags had plenty of tackle opportunities. Jonathan Cyprien cleaned up at 17 today. 13 solos, wow. 4 assists for Sip. Pozlesny had 11 total tackles, including 5 solo stops.
There you have it. Fred, we've talked about it a little bit already with the offensive numbers today. Just not even close to anything productive. And it was not just the end of the game where it really stands out with the 4 plays and punt and then back-to-back 3 and outs following the kickoff return for a touchdown. It was most of the day. The earlier points came on short fields after those interceptions.
Right, right. And this game wouldn't be close had those turnovers not happened. I mean, again, I think, what was that, 10 points off turnovers?
Yes.
The offense got to find a way, man. I mean, I know they're banged up across the front line, very thin at the offensive line position. But that's, you know, that's been pretty much the case throughout the year, even when they had their starters and had to shuffle a few guys. The run game did see, it did improve just a little. But then a few more injuries happened, and they kind of regressed again. But 2 games left, you keep fighting. You just got to keep fighting, regardless of how pretty it is, the stats. You know, if the game were the other way around, if the Jags had 21 and the Texans had 20, you know, we wouldn't be talking about the stats so much right now, just be celebrating the victory. So at the very end of the day, regardless of the numbers, got to find a way to get that W in the win column, and that's all that matters.
All right, let's come back, and we'll finish up the Everbank Stats Check, which will probably be a precursor to the Player of the Game voting.
Yeah.
I think this is a pretty simple one today for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game. That's when we return, 21-20, the final score, Houston over Jacksonville. Jaguars postgame continues on Jaguars Radio.
Bowden Eye is the only center of excellence for cataract and refractive procedures in North Florida, specializing in laser cataract surgery. Why trust your vision to anyone else? Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused with 4 locations in Jacksonville. Dry eye syndrome is very common with today's lifestyles and is many times misdiagnosed. A LipoFlow treatment can change your life in 12 minutes. Visit Bowden Eye and Associates, keeping the First Coast focused with 4 locations in Jacksonville.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
Jimmy John's, America's number one sandwich delivery, fast at speaking. I'm on my way.
I'm in the backyard here, Ed.
Wow, you are fast.
Yes, sir, freaky fast and freaky good, but I gotta say, I've never delivered to a dude in a doghouse.
Well, I'm definitely in the doghouse.
I thought in the doghouse was just an expression, a figure of speech.
Well, the doghouse is a very real place.
How long are you condemned to your canine quarters?
Too soon to tell, but on the bright side.
The doghouse has a bright side.
Yeah, the wife can't throw a lamp this far.
I guess she's been working out.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's, freaky fast, freaky fresh.
You may never need to walk through our door, but if you do, you may need more than just advice. You're hurt and scared, but I want you to know that you can talk to us about anything. We will get to know you so that we can tell your story together. We will stand with you every step of the way as your attorneys, and we will always have your back, no matter what. Farrah and Farrah, protecting you and your family. Call us at 396-5555, Jacksonville.
Introducing the new Xbox One S, which combines 4K Ultra HD video with a slimmer, sleeker design, making it the most advanced Xbox ever. And with Xbox Live, you can play the greatest games lineup against competitors worldwide. Purchase the Xbox One S Madden NFL 17 bundle, which includes a full game download of Madden NFL 17, a discount code for 20% off your next NFL shop purchase, and more. Xbox One S, the ultimate games and 4K entertainment system. Get yours at a Microsoft store today.
Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick with Mike Dempsey in Jacksonville. Fred Taylor on the line from South Florida. 21-20 the final. The Texans win their 6th straight against the Jags and send the Jaguars to their 9th consecutive loss. for a 2-12 record. Houston 8-6. They needed it because the Titans hit a game-winning field goal somehow to win and also improve to 8-6 in frigid Kansas City today. It's time now to pick a Jaguars Radio Network player of the game, and I think I predicted before the break, guys, that it would be fairly simple today. We'll see if that proves to be true. I get a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. I'm going to go first, just because.
Why not?
It has been a while.
Yeah, it has been a while, Fred. Jalen Ramsey today had four tackles, an interception, a forced fumble, five passes defensed in this game. The Jaguars, as a team, we're told, entered the day with 25 pass defenses for the season collectively. Well, he had five by himself today. And he had a pass interference that he was upset about and some other calls late that went against him. But for me, it was a pretty easy vote today. Jalen Ramsey's my vote.
Fred, you want to go next? You want to have a
I'm hopping on JP's bandwagon. I mean, everything he said, I probably would have said the same thing. Don't really like the DPI there late in the game, third and seven. Possibly could have changed the outcome of the game, but I really didn't see nothing else out there. You know, the kick return by Marquise was nice. But, again, Jalen, I think he did a little bit more. And the interception did set up a field goal, not a touchdown. That was the second time. But Jalen is my vote.
Yeah, come on. This is probably the easiest one of the year, right? Then maybe certainly among those. And in addition, you don't see this in the stats. How many times did he not even let DeAndre Hopkins off the line of scrimmage, right? I mean, he's such a physical guy, and DeAndre Hopkins has got to be thinking, man, you know? I mean, he had 8 for 87 today, which was fairly productive, but everything in tight windows for the most part.
And a lot of those numbers came when Jalen was not on it.
Right. Some of those came in that one drive. He had about four receptions on one drive pretty late in the football game. But, you know, look, even if he did have the PI, as you point out, Fred, you know, the pass breakups, without his play today, the Jaguars are not in the football game. Jalen
right,
Ramsey.
I do agree.
Easy, easy pick.
There you have it. Unanimous selection. Jaguars Radio Network player of the game, Jalen Ramsey, four tackles today, an interception, a forced fumble, five passes defense. What a game for the rookie. His first career interception, but not enough as the Jaguars fall 21-20 to the Houston Texans. We'll come back with the injury report. Unfortunately, again, the Jaguars nicked up in this ball game. We'll continue with Jaguars postgame after this on Jaguars Radio.
Does your yard need some help? Call or visit Liberty Landscape Supply today. They carry plants, trees, gravel, stone, mulch, pine straw, sand, dirt, and much more. Visit LibertyLandscapeSupply.com where you can search for plants that will work in your landscape, research products, email questions, place an order, and schedule a delivery. Check them out online or call 904-261-7177. Liberty Landscape Supply is your number one source for materials that make your yard look beautiful. And don't forget, they deliver to you.
The CSI Companies has been getting the people business right for more than 20 years in Jacksonville. CSI proudly opened their doors just as the Jaguars came to town. And they've been valuable business partners for some of Jacksonville's largest companies. Do you have a need for temporary help during a busy time period? Looking for a team of IT consultants for a special project? CSI can help. Call them at 800-582-0828 or go to thecsicompanies.com. Don't partner with just anyone. Partner with the CSI Companies, proud partner of your Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jakes fans, this is head coach Gus Bradley. A great night's sleep makes all the difference. That's why we've teamed up with Ashley Home Store to help you sleep better. For every sack the Jaguars make this season, Ashley will donate another bed to local children in need through their Hope to Dream program. Also, Ashley will donate a portion of every mattress sale to provide free beds to local kids in need. The program has helped 40,000 kids over the past 5 years, and that number will continue to grow in 2016. So buy your mattress at Ashley Home Store, and thank you again for your support of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
This holiday, get an amazing deal during the Ford year-end event. Get $1,000 Ford Smart Bonus Cash on select models on top of all other great offers. Supply of vehicles with Ford Smart Bonus is limited. Not available on Focus RS, Shelby GT350, Ford GT, F-150 Raptor, F-650, or 750. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com to find specially tagged vehicles and for qualifications and complete details. For all offers, take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/19/2016.
My name is Kelly Mullaney, and I'm a mother of five boys who all play high school sports. As a parent, I worry about them getting injured. Thanks to Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute, I don't worry as much because they are at my son's school every day. Their certified athletic trainers are always looking out for the kids and helping to prevent injuries. If something happens, they are right there to provide immediate medical care, working as a team with the JOI doctors. Knowing that my kids get the same type of care as the Jaguars makes me rest a little easier at night.
Take your team all the way in Madden NFL 17. Put yourself at the center of your team's championship run in franchise mode, delivering all new ways to play and more decisions to make.
Driven by the most balanced gameplay yet.
The deepest commentary in Madden NFL franchise history, featuring the all-new in-studio commentary team of Brandon Gordon and Charles Davis, along with fun and fresh ways to play such as Ultimate Team and Draft Champions. Madden NFL 17 is the most complete Madden ever. Madden NFL 17, in stores now.
Jaguars postgame rolls along. J.P. Shadrick with Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor on the line with us. Jaguars fall 21-20 to the Houston Texans. Jags are now 2-12. They dropped their ninth consecutive game today. The Texans are 8-6 atop the AFC South, along with the Tennessee Titans. The injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good, and unfortunately a few names on the list today. Sean Porter had a hamstring injury in the first quarter. Mainly a special teams performer, the linebacker. Aaron Colvin had an ankle injury, but looked like he was back out on the field a little later in the game. Jeremiah Patasi started the game at left guard, but left the game with a knee injury in the second quarter. Josh Wells came in to play that position. It would have been the fifth left guard of the season. Well, he left the game with a shoulder injury. So Tyler Shatley played left guard. So I guess that's six left guards this year for the Jaguars. And when the fourth started the day, and then two others played in the game. Sterling was being evaluated for a concussion. Dante Fowler in the fourth quarter, with about 4.5 to play, was on the sideline holding his midsection, and no official update on that injury from the team, at least that I know of. So another day where, boy, this thing was nicked up from the beginning, and it got even worse.
Yeah, war of attrition on the offensive line in particular. You know, I thought despite that, I mean, Blake was under pressure sometimes. I didn't feel like it was an all-out jailbreak.
Now, like last year's last game.
Right, you know, I mean, Whitney Mercilus didn't play. Obviously, you know, J.J. Watt's been out most of the year. That's who they are now. They're not a team that has J.J. Watt at their disposal. But I thought Blake made a few nice plays to avoid the pressure, just to get passes off, you know, late in the game, but obviously not good enough offensively all around. But boy, Fred, how tough is that when you go through what looks like a revolving door and could likely end up with another guy starting, perhaps Shatley starting at left guard next week?
Hey, the only silver lining blessing in disguise is that you get a chance to see multiple guys in terms of evaluating, looking at next year, because really that's where we are. Yeah, nothing's going to happen in the postseason, all that stuff. So they have an opportunity to just evaluate guys. You don't want guys to go down, obviously. But the one thing you do have an opportunity to do is, how is this guy coming in, you know, unexpectedly? Is he prepared to play? Has he been a professional? Is he ready to play? And you have to be ready to play in this league. So hope those guys heal up as soon as they can, try and make the game next week. If not, the other guys have to take advantage.
Chris Ivory was back in the game today. He was a participant on Friday in practice, finally, and played in the game today, at least physically. How did he look to you, Fred?
You know, I thought he was going to score there on the goal line. He was downhill. I can say he seemed him old self, excuse me. But down on the goal line, I thought he was going to bang it in there and score. He hit it very hard and downhill. Well, you look fairly decent, JP.
All right, guys, let's come back, and we'll preview next week's game. The Jaguars are home on Christmas Eve to face the Tennessee Titans. We'll get you ready for that matchup and wrap it up with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. JP Shadrick, Jaguars postgame, wraps it up after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
The kick is up. It's good!
It's time for Field Goals for Firehouse Subs. You could score a free Firehouse Sub when you register at jaguars.com/firehousesubs.
If the Jags kick a field goal of 40 yards or more, we'll send you a coupon for a free medium sub with purchase of a sub, chips, and a medium drink. Visit Jaguars.com/firehousesubs for complete details. It's Field Goals for Firehouse. Field goals have never been this tasty. Firehouse Subs.
Hey, Jags fans, is your bank guaranteeing high yields on your money? At EverBank, our yield pledge promise guarantees your money will earn some of the most competitive yields available. And that promise is yours when you open a yield pledge checking or yield pledge money market account. So we do the work while your money gets the glory. It's your money. Make the most of it. Visit a local EverBank Financial Center or find us online at everbank.com/jags. EverBank is proud to be the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars. EverBank, member FDIC.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new conference tables and chairs, laptops and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden, you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
Final moments of Jaguars postgame. If you're listening on our flagship station or watching on Jaguars.com or the Jags app, stick around. The scoreboard show is next with your calls. 355-NFL-1, the number. Mike and I will do our best tonight to answer what questions you might have about the Jaguars and their performance today and moving forward.
We will field them. I have a feeling whatever your feelings were about the team coming into this, they probably haven't changed much. One way or the other.
I think that's probably fair. Yeah. I think we'll find out soon. Final moments with Fred Taylor here as well. The Jags, on Christmas Eve, get Mike Mularkey in town and the Tennessee Titans, who destroyed them on Thursday Night Football earlier in the season. It was an unbelievably horrible first half of that football game. The second half statistically was much better. Blake had, I think, his best game of the season, in fact, statistically in that game of all things. But they got destroyed on national television. And you know, obviously now, with Tennessee winning on a field goal in the last play today, tied atop the AFC South, they need the game, and they need it here in Jacksonville on Saturday, Christmas Eve, Fred. It's a tough one coming up.
It's going to be very tough. The Titans are a very good team. We go on the road and beat KC, which is another very good team in the AFC. Ranked third in rushing offense, and then they're third in rushing defense. I mean, 44% third down offensively, 39 against third downs. I mean, they have a playoff formula, and that's what you want, especially at this point in the season. And they've been doing it fairly consistently throughout the year. So it's not going to be an easy game for the Jaguars, especially Tennessee has blood in the water. You know, they have the opportunity to win this division, which at this particular point in time, I'm going to say they're going to win it. They get the home last game of the year is home against the Texans, and they're struggling over there a little bit. So Tennessee is really going to come in looking to try and play great ball. But Jaguars got to go out there and put up a fight, see what happens.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Tennessee wins it now, too, because I think getting past Kansas City today was the big hurdle on the road.
Yeah.
And you look at two recent results. You know, the Jags played Kansas City tough. They played Denver tough. They were exceptionally good with third down defense in both of those games. I think they were a combined 2-for-27 on first downs allowed. And Tennessee played them both tough as well, but they won each of those games.
Right.
It shows you the difference, Fred. They found ways to win close football games with a second-year quarterback. They've got a defense that keeps them in. It's not a great defense, but it keeps them in football games. Really good running game, and I think a bit of an underrated passing game as well, you know, when they need it, with Rishard Matthews as their number one receiver, Delanie Walker getting the job done this year as well. Mariota just does not make mistakes in the red zone.
Well, I'm going to ask this question, Mike, because it's something about coaches that leave Jacksonville. I don't know what's going on.
It's unbelievable.
Is there a curse?
Right.
I mean, is there a curse? I mean, really? I mean, because you have Malarkey, you have Del Rio, you have obviously Coach Coughlin.
Yep.
You have Del Rio's staff. Mike Smith went and did great. Who is the offensive coordinator out there at in Oakland now, having success?
Well, Cutter in Tampa.
Cutter in Tampa.
Right. I mean, over the years, you've had Dick Duron. You've had a lot of guys. Coughlin had like three head coaches off of his tree have varying degrees of success, but. You're right. And look, I don't know anybody that would have stumped for Mike Mularkey to stay after a 2-14 season, right? So,
but how about now?
I understand.
I mean,
that now, but
Verizon, can you hear me now?
Not if you're using them. Trust me. take my word for it on that. Poor JP, he's burying his head in his hands right now. Look, they are what they are, Fred, at this point in time, and
It's just, I mean, just looking at it, and you go, wow. I mean, how does this happen? You know, but hey, you know, you're going to find it. And that's what being a fanatic and becoming a fan and the tradition, you got to just stick with it. And hopefully some good stuff will happen sooner than later.
Well, Fred, we're looking forward to spending Christmas Eve with you here at Everbank Field, and we'll talk
I can't wait, JP.
I'm excited, man.
He's going to take that sleigh up here. He's going to ride the sleigh, come down the chimney, do the whole thing, man. It'd be great.
I'm going to have to do something drastic to get a win. You know, do the old Jackson DeVille and jump from the top of the stadium, the top light post. Something crazy.
Yeah, dressed as like Santa Claus. Santa Fred or something.
Hey, man, it's always a pleasure, guys. I love it, man. I appreciate it.
Fred, we do, too.
Thank you, man, and have a good week. We'll see you on Saturday here at Everbank Field. There he is, Fred Taylor, pride of the Jaguars, running back. 21-20.
Man,
it's another week, a different way to do it.
Forget the score. It's the fact that the Jags were lead. It's the fact that Houston thought it was wise, with about 6 seconds left in the third quarter, down 12, let's kick a field goal.
That's right.
It means you still need a touchdown and another score, and they felt like that was the best method of going about it at that point and got it done against Jacksonville. I mean, JP, we kid about it almost. It's almost to the point of joking. Can they find a new way to lose each week? And today was maybe the most gut-wrenching of all, because it seemed like they were going to cruise to victory, especially after Marquise Lee with the kickoff return, you know, flipped the field like that.
Yeah, two takeaways and a kickoff return for a touchdown. And lost the game.
And I think Tony Smith looked that up. I think it's only happened 18 times in history. Now, they didn't end up with that 2-0 margin because Blake had the interception late. Well, so but only twice has a team, or 18 times has a team had a two turnover margin, a kickoff return for a score, and lost a football game. And they were on the brink of doing that, whether or not they threw that last interception or not.
All right. Stand by if you're in Jacksonville. The scoreboard show is coming up. The Jaguars' senior VP of communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of radio, Joe Fortunato. Tony Smith and Linda Fortunato, producers. For Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, Mike Dempsey, this is JP Shadrick saying goodnight. 21-20, the final score. Texans over the Jaguars. This has been Jaguars Postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.